This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 175 for Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Is it really December 8th?
It is.
And it hasn't snowed yet. It snowed once, but it hasn't stuck yet. And really, episode 175. So, that's crazy.
What, are we gonna do? Should we do something special for 200?
I think so. We did something special for 100.
We did. We did. We gave away. The whole episode was giving stuff away. We better start saving stuff.
I know. Yeah, we should think of something really cool. How about first prize winner wins a trip to Appleton?
What?
To come and hang out at the store. Can you imagine? People would love that.
That's a weird prize. Come to Appleton.
Everybody in the chat, wouldn't you love to win a trip to Appleton? You can come and stay with us and you can just like hang in the store. Eric's in the chat. Eric, isn't that awesome?
I mean, I guess 25 weeks from now would be.
Eric says no. It would be nice in 25 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You'll go broke, Eric says. It'd be fun. Tracy wants to have a sleepover. A bunch of the girls want to have a sleepover. We'd have a good time. It's a pretty store.
Get to see all that Appleton has to offer.
I know.
So last week, apologies for no podcast. I was feeling under the weather. So I actually I didn't throw up a fit when we left work at noon.
Yeah, that means something. Yeah, when Brian doesn't give me a hard time about leaving early, then you know he's not feeling well.
So anyway, all is good. And so here we are this week. And I guess the big topic of the week is if you didn't catch the Periscope from yesterday, I do have the video saved. I'm going to put it up on YouTube hopefully later this week. If you don't know what we're talking about, we happen to have, what's the best way to put this? We bought the.
We contents, were crazy. Yep. Crazy.
We bought the remains of a stationery store that went out of business in 2001. So
think about all the pens that are no longer made that were available back then. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah. So 14 years ago, in addition, we've since discovered is that part of this also had to have been a part of a large collection. There's no way to explain it other than that.
There are things that clearly came from a stationery store.
Oh yeah.
And there are things that clearly, because there are receipts from other places in some of that. And so clearly this was also somehow part of a collection because it's onesie twosies or it's an entire set of things. It's not five fine, six medium and two broad like a store might have.
It was funny is that a lot of the pieces did have a receipt. And so you could see, I may be jumping ahead in the script here, but I was looking at some Mont Blanc this morning. And apparently whoever bought this, he bought it for 40% off. And the price tag on a Mont Blanc 149 back in 1987 was $295.
Don't you wish you could get that now?
And he got 40% off, apparently. So whatever that comes to.
There are receipts from, what's the earliest, 86?
I saw 86 maybe. I don't know.
But some of these receipts are old. Some have different store names on them. Some have none at all. Some are just the little old cash register receipts from machines they don't even make anymore.
So it was kind of fun to see that, you know. I mean, prices really have
obviously they've
changed a lot. Some of them not so much. I mean, you can still get a nice ballpoint and pencil set for, you know, 30, 40 bucks. So, but the best part, I guess, is so originally it came, there were four boxes, very large boxes,
huge boxes.
And of course, like you said, it was a stationery store. So two of those four boxes were just, I don't want to say utter junk, but Bic ballpoints.
We have the world's largest collection of Bic ballpoints now. Hands down. Yes. Staples and Office Depot and Office Max are calling looking for some. It's that many. So we're donating those customers. To a couple good causes. Yeah, no. weird stuff. So some of it clearly was from picture a mini Staples, and some of it looks like they just took things off prongs, and it's five of red, six blue.
How many of those Apollo Fisher space pens were there?
Oh my God.
60, 70 of them. I mean,
something,
a grocery bag. Paper grocery bag full of carded Fisher ballpoint space pens.
Sharpies. Oh my God. Somebody liked Sharpies.
I mean, we had, I should have taken pictures. We had bags of miscellaneous ballpoints, mechanical pencils.
Yes.
Just D2s. Weird stuff. But okay. So there's two boxes of that pretty much.
And knives. The knives were cool.
And knives. There were knives. I can't even remember the name. What is the name of the one with the G?
Gerber,
something, whatever.
Something like that. And totally lots and lots of Swiss Army knives. I mean, some of it's really cool stuff. And some Leatherman, multi-purpose, I don't know. I like tools, so these were cool.
I don't know. So nobody tuned into the podcast to hear about knives and ballpoints, or at least those kinds of ballpoints. So the other two boxes. By the way,
didn't you end up bringing one home?
I did.
To keep?
It was only available in a set. my options were mechanical pencil or ballpoint, and I chose the ballpoint option partly because of the nip on the pen, on the fountain pen. So we're gonna jump right into it. So
this store closed in 2001, and
2001, yeah.
There's some cool stuff.
So there's, as can be expected, there's a lot of, at the time, still U.S. made pens. There's Parker, Schaefer, Cross, a heavy dosage of those three manufacturers. But there's also Mont Blanc. There is Fisher, of course, another U.S. manufacturer. What else is there? There's Caran d'Ache, Pelican. There is
Tons of Parker.
I already said Parker.
Oh. Schaefer
said Parker, Schaefer, Cross.
Pilot,
yes, I'm sorry. Pilot, Namiki, Lamy, Platinum, Sailor.
Only one Sailor.
It was very, very disappointing and very sad.
And I think we already have it.
We do.
What's up with that?
I don't know. So anyway, going through, I did pull one pen out for myself, and I didn't really actually take a picture because, you know, I'm still trying to get caught off. It's just, you know, when you're a kid, you had those like little sponges and you put in a dish and then they expand. I think that's what happened when we opened these boxes. It's because there's no way we could get the stuff back in the box. There's just so much stuff. This is a Parker Falcon 50B, and it says Parker 50B on there. And that's for black. And this is sometimes referred to as the poor man's T1. It has a beautiful, let's see if I can get it on the camera here. A beautiful integrated nib. Nice broad nib on this one. You can actually, it's, I believe it's designed to write on both sides as well. And yes, it does have a matching cap actuated ballpoint. Well, the whole cap moves down and the ballpoint comes out. It's a neat set. So I pulled that out for myself. It comes in a cool little box. Boom. That was easy. There were Parker 75s, Parker 45s.
Ton of Targas.
Parker 180s, lots of Targas, slim Targas, complete with converters and cartridges. When's the last time we saw a slim Schaefer cartridge? Probably. I've never seen one. What else?
Pilot,
yeah. Why don't you talk about Pilot? There's a couple pieces that are interesting.
A couple of the pieces are still made. A couple of the newer Vanishing Points, we ended up with some more of those. A couple custom 74s in clear and smoke. And we also ended up with this little baby. It's a cute little box with a black custom 74.
Yeah. Black gold trim.
Mm-hmm. And didn't a couple of these have some cool nibs?
Yeah, there is one of them. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. I mean, I know what it is, but so I think there was some soft mediums. Mm-hmm. Was there a soft fine even? Yes. A broad, a double broad, and then what confused me is there's a C nib. And Platinum makes a C-nib, which essentially is a double broad, but this C-nib in Pilot is broader than the double broad. So, neat, really, really, really neat stuff. Those are Japanese only. Yes. They do make them, but they're Japanese only market. But that was cool. And then, of course, we should mention, as long as we're talking about Pilot, the big Pilot find, which initially I thought there were two of, but apparently later on it turns out there was only one. Did we bring it home? We didn't bring it home.
No.
I almost fell over when I saw it. Now the box is, of course, it's not an original box, but this thing was new. This mm-hmm. new old stock, 1966 Vanishing Point. And this is not the same Vanishing Point. If you don't know what this looks like, this is not the regular faceted Vanishing Point. This is earlier than that. This is 15 years earlier than that.
I have a turquoise one we had on our site a while back on a blog post. It's a different. It's cool.
Yeah, and it comes. It does have the cartridge cover. And it has a unique nib unit that only is used on this pen. And I couldn't believe it. It's brand new.
New old stock is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we didn't try the converter, but I'm sure the standard converter doesn't work in that pen. But you can use cartridges. Cartridges fit just fine.
It's
crazy.
Cool.
Crazy. We also found a couple of, I'm not certain exactly what this is. This is a Platinum. Actually, there were a couple of these, and this is called the Platinum Purist. And what's interesting about this is some of you are familiar with Sailor having a 21 karat nib. This has a 22 karat gold nib, 22 karat, not 21, 22. It's not plated. It's 22 karat solid gold.
You know, it's funny. We see a lot of pens. We go to 13 shows a year. We try to get out from behind the table and shop and see what's out there and stay up on, try to stay current on the vintage. but it was really, I guess we have to just say that we were speechless for part of the time looking at some of this stuff. We'd open up a box and go, oh, wow. Just, you know, imagine buying stuff, never using it, putting it away, and then someone else or even yourself finding it, you know, 30 years later, and you look at it and it looks just as good as when you put it away, and it's just absolutely gorgeous and stuff. There's a, was it a Parker ballpoint or a pencil? The Fougeray.
The Fougeray, yeah.
Ballpoint. That was just crisp and sparkling and gorgeous. It looked like it had just come off the factory line.
Sterling silver.
Put it in a box. Utterly gorgeous.
Yeah, real nice stuff. They're saying C-nib is kosu, means coarse, very broad. So that's what C means. Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. Now, we got to show this. People were a little excited, and a couple of people kind of freaking out about this, but we'll show it again. We saw these. Now, when we bought the lot, we kind of had an idea what we were buying, but we were looking at boxes. We had no idea really what was in the boxes. We kind of estimated based on it could be all ballpoints for all we know. But we saw these boxes, and I'll show you from the side. And
you're such a tease.
And it's olive green. And on the top, I can see the top. It says Lamy Safari. Now, this is not your normal, and I've got it's open. It's not your normal Lamy Safari box. And I said, well, what is this? And on the bottom, we've got, you can see it's got a little.
It's a cool box. It reminds me of like a Foot Locker.
Yeah, and actually the ends come off, of course. But you open it up, and I don't want to stretch it too far. There is, now this, I just happened to pick one up. There's probably, what, six of these? In olive green?
Five or six, yep.
Olive green, matte olive green with black trim.
Now, Brian's got in his hand the ballpoint, but there were rollerballs.
Rollerballs. There is one fountain pen.
One fountain. And then there is orange as well.
Oh, yeah. We've got the orange here.
Okay. But that's not a fountain. So that's sorry, fountain. Eric. If it had been, I would have kept it.
So here's the orange, and this was 50% off, and nobody bought it. Orange, and then you open it up, and this one actually has a price. I'll get to that in a second, but there it is, matte orange with the black clip. It's got, looks like it's got a rollerball refill in it. Let's take a look at the receipt here. It was 50% off. This is 1986. It was $12, and then after the sale amount, it was $6. So somebody paid $6.42 for this Lamy rollerball and then put it away.
Yeah.
They didn't use it, and they just left it in the box.
You know, there were some really cool pens. There were some I guess I'd just call them average and ordinary pens.
Dogs.
sorry?
Dogs.
But I think that finding some of the receipts was really quite the bonus, not just because we could date when this pen was purchased, but just to see the prices and how things were done back then. It's just really, it was very cool.
Yeah, I don't even know, and I know I've had a lot of people ask about these, and I don't even know how to price them. When's the last time you saw one? I mean, they're saying that it's it's crazy rare. I don't know.
So some of the problem is we're having to do a lot of research to come up with what is a fair price. So bear with us. It's an enormous amount of stuff to go through.
We haven't even
finished
going through everything, and on my, you know, we're kind of splitting it up. On my sheet, I have, is it 1,280?
So far.
1,280 pins so far. And we haven't even touched the Fisher, which is, I have no idea.
Couple hundred. Nah, 100.
Yeah, it's probably another 100.
It's a lot.
Yeah, so, which one are we giving away tonight?
So we, you know, and you have to check every single thing because, you know, you've got to open it up. You've got to see what the nib is because, of course, we've got a spreadsheet so that we know exactly what we have. But you've got to check to make sure it's, does it have the cartridges? Does it have a rollerball refill? Does it have the converter? What fits in it now? You know, you can't just open it up and go, oh, wow, that's cool, and put it aside.
It's
5 or 10 minutes per pen.
And a couple times we've opened it up, lifted up the tray inside the box, and underneath is another pen.
Yes. It's just been amazing. It's just been really a lot of fun, but it's been exhausting. There are a lot of pens here.
So seriously, I mean, this is pushing 1,500 at least pens. So I know a lot of people want to get first dibs in the stuff, but it's going up when it goes up. Keep an eye out on the blog, Twitter, Facebook. That's where we're going to announce it all three at once when we put something up.
And it's not all going up at once.
No, it's not. And of course, the good stuff's going to go up first. Some of the good stuff anyway. You know, the custom 74 blacks, those are all Sharpies. Yeah. They're going to be lining up black Sharpies.
Sharpies, G2s, and Pilot Precision pens. Totally there.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we've been doing this week, and it's been exhausting. It's been 12 to 15 hours, both couple days, just putting this stuff together. So,
well, it didn't help that it was supposed to arrive on Friday. And so we had kind of Friday night planned out, and then we could spend a little bit of Saturday and nice try, Eric. And, you know, Sunday going through this and sorting it without having the store be a huge mess. And apparently one of the UPS trucks had a mechanical issue. And so it didn't arrive on Friday. It got here Monday. And so it was, there went the weekend.
Yeah. But anyway, just keep an eye out. We'll definitely update you on what's going on. If you do happen to be in the area, well, then you got a leg up on everybody else, but,
stop on in.
Speaking of what's going on in the store, we should mention, this week, since we only got one sailor out of, you know, the entire 1500 pens that we bought, we did manage to get in the last 8 remaining Sailor Starburst Galaxy Pro Gear Slims.
Love these pens. These are so pretty.
Yeah. If you haven't seen, you got to check this pen out. It's awesome. Even better in person, but I think the pictures online are pretty decent. And we have 6 left. That's it. That's all there are.
Yes.
There were 500 total. We got a late shipment in, and that's all she wrote. So those are it.
And they will go fast. We also marked down some of our bottles of ink and some ink samples, and we marked the prices down on a couple of our leather cases as well. So if you need a leather case, now 12, is a great time 12, to buy.
Yeah, 12 pen and
yes.
Everything got marked down. And a couple weeks ago, before I got sick, there are some more Esterbrooks that we listed. Some cartridge pens, some M2s, plunger fillers, and the very scarce military clip set, black with aluminum caps. Very cool set. So that last week.
And it probably means that you will not be getting around to repairs this week because we're still going to be going through the rest of the boxes. And
no, and we got a bunch of new stuff in this week that I have to take care of. In addition to, it's a busy week. In addition to all this stuff,
and inventory is coming up in a couple of weeks. Eric, you need to come back and help.
Yeah, Eric, your room is nice and warm. So, let's see. if you haven't been following the blog or YouTube, we got a couple new videos up this week. Eboya, Delta Dolce Vita, and Platinum 3776 celluloids, among others.
Which and, is, those are so pretty.
Yeah, they are. They're nice. They're real nice.
So, I might have to have one.
Well, Christmas is coming up. I know there's a pen set aside for me for Christmas. So
there is.
And I'm doing very well at leaving it in the box, even though it is 12 inches away from my placemat on the table.
It's on the dining room table.
On the dining room table. So
it's just to remind you. But now that Mom sent all our Christmas presents up, I can wrap it and put it under the tree.
No.
Yeah, I could.
We have a contest. We're giving something away this week.
We are. We have been giving these away at the store, and everybody loves it. And in fact, people come in or walk through to see if there's anything new. So we decided to bring home a bunch of magazines. If you don't get to a show and you don't necessarily want to pay for the Pen World or the PCA yearly subscription, now you can win a set of magazines. So we have two of the Pennant magazines from the PCA and three, love these. Oh, these are heavy. Three Pen World magazines. So you get a set of five magazines. These are awesome. Pen World subscription is it like 50 or 60 bucks or something?
Something like that.
42. It's 42.
Okay. So. Well, here we go. We got a nice pack of magazines. I didn't even have the question written there. What is the question? If you were listening carefully, what year did the stationery store that we just bought on go out of business? So I'm going to write that question down.
And they are supposed to send their responses via email to you at?
That I've got, giveaway at andersonpens.com.
Cool.
No, don't put it in the chat.
No guesses email. In the chat.
Second answer at giveaway at andersonpens.com. We have some shout outs this week while we're waiting for that to go down.
We do. I'll try to keep it happy. Big hugs to Hugh and Carol. They had some bad news this week, so they're going out of town, right?
I'm not sure exactly what the plan is. I think so.
Okay. Well, big hugs and lots of love to you guys. Hang in there. And continued good thoughts to Jenny and Bill. They can't seem to get healthy and stay healthy. So Jenny, keep an eye on Bill. He just keeps breaking things and hitting things and needing to go to the doctor. And you guys just need to get healthy. So lots of love to all of you guys. And a big shout out to our unnamed friend who helped us with the big stationery store lot because, oh my God, this was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, thanks for thinking of us. So I'm glad we could help each other out.
Yes, yes. So do we have a winner?
We have a correct answer, but it's by someone. Wait. Let's see, what do we have? We do have a winner. Okay, because if we have a previous winner, I kind of have to, we got to let other people win. So I don't think we have, this person has won anything yet. I got to start a list. We do have a winner. Let's just say I'm calling it. Apparently, it was a tough question, and nobody wants Pen World. I don't know. The winner of the five pack of magazines is. Hang on.
Who always wins? Like Ira and Wayne always win.
Well, Carrie. Carrie won something from us a couple of weeks ago, so you can't win.
Carrie, I still have to mail your stuff out. You were gonna
it's sitting on the table, yeah.
Send an email or something.
I know it's killing him here, right? The winner is Jenny.
No way.
Yes, you have the way. So Jenny, we know your address, so we'll ship that out for you, unless you want me to throw a Visconti or something in there for you. I'd be happy to do that.
Speaking of Visconti.
What about Visconti? We got some new Visconti in this week.
We got some new Visconti in, and the purple Rembrandt has been discontinued.
Rembrandt news. Okay. So purple has been discontinued. Purple Rembrandts, fountain roller ballpoints, for sure. Those are gone. We have a few left. Other news, other things that we may have talked about these before, Van Gogh sunflowers. When those are gone, those are gone. Ruman Arles also discontinued. We are getting in some closeout Visconti, which is not words you normally hear in the same sentence. But rollerball, actually, in one case. But it's a cool rollerball. It's a very cool rollerball. Think Wall Street and think Red.
These are nice.
So anyway, that stuff's coming in. But purple Rembrandts are done. They, for whatever reason, they're no longer making them. And if you like the color, and I think it's one of the better colors on the Rembrandt, we do have a few left. So that's it. Anything else?
No. Chris just asked if how do we find these things, Mafia Connections. Well, you know.
It is Mafia.
We know people.
But, we just, like I said before, just keep your ears and eyes open. Facebook, Twitter, and the blog are where we're going to let people know when we put stuff up. And I'm going to try to put multiple things up at a time, so you don't have to keep checking back. I mean, you should, but
so. Just give us a little bit of time. We'll try and. You've got to put the listing up. You've got to have the pictures. You've got to have enough description so that you know what you're getting, but not so much that it takes 20 minutes to write each one. So we're working on it.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to. I still have a bunch of vintage pens I never got up. They're restored. They're ready to go. But so anyway, there it is. Are we done for the week? I think we are.
I think we are. We've got quite a lot yet to go, and I think we have our Anderson Penn's store family party next week. So that'll be fun.
That's on Sunday, I think.
Yes. Yes.
If you won the trip to Appleton, Sunday.
It's Sunday is the big Penn party. So come on up.
So
that's it.
All right. We'll report on that next week. If there's not anything else, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. Definitely check us out on Periscope and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.